She reached over Roland's shoulder and plucked a single match from his pocket. There might be time to light one, not for two. Roland and Eddie were able to pop them alight with their thumbnails. But Detta Walker had known a trick worth two of that, had used it on more than one occasion to impress her white boy victims in the roadhouses where she'd gone trolling. She grimaced in the dark, peeling her lips away from her teeth, and placed the head of the match between the two front ones on top. "Eddie, if you're there, help me, sugar. Help me do right." She struck the match. Something hot burned the roof of her mouth, and she tasted sulfur on her tongue. The head of the match nearly blinded her dark, adapted eyes, but she could see well enough to touch it to the jelly-coated barrel of the flashlight. The sterno caught it once, turning the barrel into a torch. It was weak, but it was something. "Turn around!" she screamed. Roland skidded to a stop immediately, no questions, no protest, and pivoted on his heels. She held the burning flashlight out before her, and for a moment they both saw the head of something wet and covered with pink albino eyes. Below them was a mouth the size of a trapdoor filled with squirming tentacles. The sterno didn't burn brightly, but in this Stygian blackness it was bright enough to make the thing recoil. Before it disappeared into the blackness again, she saw all those eyes squeezing shut and had a moment to think of how sensitive they must be if even a little guttering flame like this could... Lining the floor of the passageway on both sides were jumbled heaps of bones. In her hand, the bulb end of the flashlight was already growing warm. Oi was barking frantically, looking back into the dark with his head down and his short legs splayed, every hair standing on end. "Squat down, Roland, squat!" He did, and she handed him the makeshift torch, which was already beginning to gutter, the yellow flames running up and down the stainless steel barrel turning blue. The thing in the dark let out another deafening roar, and now she could see its shape again, weaving from side to side. It was creeping closer as the light faltered.